Thanks for tuning in to The Record here, KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. It has been about 8 months since Mayor Ed Murray declared a Seattle state of emergency around homelessness. So what's changed? Well, Mayor Murray says the declaration has made more resources available, local and federal, but there's still a lot to be done. One big idea involves a shakeup of Seattle's shelter system.
Our shelter system has not gone through a competitive contracting process for over a decade. They're basically designed for a different time and a different situation. It is our hope going forward in a series of proposals we're about to make that we'll start to get more innovative and more flexible in those folks that we contract with to do shelters. And as you know, I'm working to bring a navigation center here like San Francisco has started. And the idea there is you take people where they are as a group, because they often form communities and support groups out in the unauthorized encampments, bring them in regardless of whether they're using or not, bring them in regardless of who they're sharing their life with or regardless if they have a pet. And in San Francisco, there's some indication that this progress is actually getting people out of homelessness and keeping them out of homelessness. But I do want to make a very important point. We generally at the council and in the media focus on shelters and encampments, and that will do nothing to end homelessness. We need to focus upstream on how we get people the treatment they need, how we actually provide enough permanent housing. Shelters is a short stop gap measure, and that doesn't solve homelessness.
As long as we're on shelters for now, I wonder, what do you think of giving people places to use the drugs they're addicted to with staff supporting and counseling them?
So I think that's an excellent idea. And I think the challenge for us is to work through the federal prohibitions against that at the moment. But I think it would be a great way to reduce deaths, disease, and offer more of an opportunity to get people into treatment.
Let's talk about what you called upstream solutions to the problem and permanent housing. That sounds like your big vision. So where's our progress on that?
So one of the most important things that Seattle can do this year is passing and renewing the housing levy, which is one of the reasons that we do better than most cities when it comes to affordable housing. And given we're in a terrible affordable housing crisis, but it's still one of the things we can do to produce thousands of units, both for folks who are working and many who live in shelters, as well as for folks who are homeless. So that's one key part of it. You know, the next key part of it is over the last 35 years, we've basically seen the federal government step away from models of funding housing, whether it's for folks who can't afford housing or folks who just can't afford to get that first house. And it has been the shutting down of that is causing such a shortage of new housing across the nation. So it's going to take a combination of things, but we need to restore the lost federal funds.
Is your vision to have no one sleeping in parks, doorways, under bridges, or to have shelter if people do want it? What is your realistic vision?
People in this country should not be homeless. My vision is that we actually provide the housing that people need. But part of that vision is going to have to be a huge increase in expenditure on the part of the state. I mean, the city doesn't do mental health and it doesn't fund drug addiction. Those are county and state functions. A significant infusion of funds dealing with mental illness and dealing with this massive heroin epidemic is one of the ways we can get there. Affordable housing, not just at the city level, but at the federal level, is one of the ways we get there. Dealing with income inequality, not just in the city of Seattle where we lead the nation, but across the country, is how we get there. What I worry about is that a progressive city like Seattle is sort of formed a circular firing squad, shooting at each other over who's to blame for homelessness. This constant Seattle City Council, Seattle Mayor, Seattle Human Service Agencies, whatever, you're to blame, versus recognizing that we are in a national crisis, the like that we have not seen since the Great Depression. And it will take not just a local, but a national response. And you don't get there if you're just like shooting at each other. That's not a way to convince Republicans in the U.S. Senate or conservative Democrats in the legislature to step up and become our partners. Sometimes I feel like I'm the last hopeful progressive in the city. When I hear people say, Mayor, we'll never get the feds to change. Well, you know, I can remember as a young man when all my friends were dying of HIV/AIDS, I saw a movement come together and turn a negligent federal government into a government that actually funded programs that didn't end AIDS, but got it to a point that people can live and go to work with AIDS and HIV. I think we can do that with homelessness. I absolutely believe we can.
If some people want to live outside, is that acceptable to you?
Well, generally, if they're outside creating garbage and they have an option to go into housing, no, it's not acceptable. But I have found in the conversations I've had with people who are homeless, the encampments I visit, including underneath I-5, you're mostly dealing with people who are pretty much in some state of significant addiction or mental illness. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of return trips to finally get them to move. So it's going to take some time.
Mayor, you're in a position of authority. Some of us listening wonder, what can we do? What can someone listening to you right now do?
I have a whole list of things that people can do. You know, there are a lot of great organizations in this city that work on homelessness. I would ask people, get involved, give money. Next, I would ask people to educate themselves on the issue and engage not just the mayor and the council members, I mean, keep pushing us, but also our legislature and our congressional delegation. And quite honestly, this should be one of the main debating points during the presidential campaign.
Finally, Mayor, is there anything you want to say to someone who's living right now without shelter in the city of Seattle?
There is, you know, nothing more tragic for me as mayor than to know that people are in this city and go to sleep in this city without any shelter. We are trying everything we can to find a way to get the help that you need. I know we need to do more. We'll continue to try and find a way to increase the amount of housing, to reconnect you with your family if that's an issue, to try and get you the treatment you need if you're addicted or mentally ill. We want to work with you.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray on homelessness in Seattle and what you can do to help. KUOW is spotlighting the issue of homelessness today, along with other Seattle news media. Find links to our most recent coverage on Twitter at KUOW. Join the conversation on Twitter and Facebook. Search the hashtag SEAHomeless, S-E-A homeless.